I pulled out a tape recorder and said, can I just interview you about those old days? Because, boy, those were some wild times we all had together. And I walked out of their house thinking, that year is such a discrete moment in my life and such a great story to tell. And it captured this key moment between childhood and maturity, from innocence to experience.
I thought there was a little bit of a bait and switch in a good way, in that you think that the loss of innocence comes from your character, or you as a young kid being involved in the porn industry and learning about Playgirl and things like that. But in effect, it seems like the loss of innocence came through more of a traditional sort of family heartbreak that you went through. Like, that was the moment between your childhood and the next part of your life.
That's the deeper theme that I was interested in exploring. It was much more the internal challenges and struggles that my family was going through at the time, and ultimately that led to the disintegration of the family, that was the real coming of age.
I really loved all the details about the 1970s. I think we're probably the same age, so I remember that period from that age as well. And I have a sense that that was sort of a pivotal time in our country, you know, going from Carter to Reagan. By the mid-80s, you were really beyond the 60s. But in this period, it was really still the end of the 60s. So what was it like for you to revisit that period now as you were writing this book?
Well, you know what's so interesting about that time is it was, in its own way, very innocent. I mean, on the one hand, you've got the post-Watergate kind of climate, and certainly everyone was very jaded. But on the other hand, going back and looking at all the media from back then, it's so simple. Playgirl magazine is a perfect example of this. Like, this was erotica for women. That's how they positioned the magazine. Howie's appearance in the magazine marked a big break for them, in that he appeared at full mast in this spread, and no one had ever done that before. And it caused a bit of a stir. Many readers and others considered that a break and a clear demarcation line from erotica to pornography. Today, you could go on the internet and see that stuff by accident with a Google search.
Now, there was a lot of sex and drugs in this book, much of it involving you as a 12 or 13-year-old. So will your kids be shocked to read this? Have they read it?
My 13-year-old daughter and I have been reading the book together. She seems far more upset or distracted by the graphic descriptions of Howie's Playgirl spread than she does about anything that I'm doing in the book. So I have to believe that it's not so unfamiliar, at least in terms of what she's been exposed to in conversations in school and in YA literature. She is a precocious reader.
I was going to say, is that comforting or is that alarming from a parent's point of view?
You know, I turned out okay. I mean, it's always, you want to protect your kids from everything, and yet you also know that the more you talk about it and the more you're open about it, the more likely it is that things are going to be okay when there's an open line of communication. So the fact that my parents were pretty open helped a lot. Howie and Carly were very open, and that made things a lot easier.